Unit 6. Listening. Exercise B.
Now, what is a work of art? A painting of a portrait or a landscape would be, certainly. But what about the unmade bed that you got out of this morning? Is that art? Or how about a dirty breakfast bowl? Is that a piece of art? Well, apparently, it is. And it could even be worth £25,000 if it wins the Turner Prize for Modern Art next month. To explain, I have with me in the studio Mike Coombs, art critic of the Daily Bugle. So, Mike, just what is the Turner Prize? And is a dirty plate really art?
Good afternoon, Dave. Well, the Turner Prize has been given every year since 1984 to British artists under the age of 50. It's the most famous modern art prize in Britain, and certainly the one that people argue about the most.
Arguing about art? But why?
Well, the pieces of art in the competition are usually very controversial, Dave. In fact, many people don't think that these pieces are art at all.
Like the empty breakfast bowl, for example.
Exactly. And yes, it's true that one year an entry for the prize included an unwashed breakfast bowl. It was part of a piece by a Scottish artist called Cathy Wilkes. The same piece also included a bit of salad, a supermarket checkout till, and a toilet seat.
A toilet seat? And do all those things together make a piece of art, Mike? I mean, really, come on.
Well, Cathy Wilkes thinks they do, but not everyone agrees. And that's why people argue so much about the Turner Prize. You see, as mentioned earlier, Dave, the prize is worth a lot of money, and, well, many people think it's just money for rubbish.
I see. And can you give us any other examples of past entries for the prize? Entries that have caused trouble, I mean.
Sure. Well, actually, they all seem to cause trouble. One of the most famous was a piece you mentioned earlier, actually.
Oh, the unmade bed.
That's right. That was a piece called My Bed, and it was by the English artist Tracy Emin. She entered that for the 1999 prize.
And was that it? Just a bed with a few blankets?
Yes, more or less. But you'll be pleased to hear that it didn't win.
Oh dear, what a shame.
But in 2001, something even better did win. This was a piece called The Lights Going On and Off by Martin Creed. It was simply a room with some lights, which went on and off.
Right. And that won the prize?
Absolutely. Creed won £20,000 and was given the award by pop superstar Madonna.
Amazing.
Yes. So, you see, the prize is quite an event. To be fair, though, some of the entries are quite remarkable. In 2011, the winning installation was a recreation of a park by artist Martin Boyce called Do Words Have Voices?
You mean he built a model of a park in the gallery?
Well, sort of. If you were to view it, you wouldn't necessarily think it were a park. The installation was spread across several rooms, and the artist tried to show the sad nature of a city park in autumn. There were metallic, tree-shaped objects hanging from the ceiling in one room, and another room had plastic bags scattered about. There was graffiti on the walls as well.
I see. So it represented a park that's not very well taken care of.
In a way, yes. But there were some lovely aspects. There were fallen leaves on the floor in places. You could view scenes from different perspectives by looking through painted glass. And the entire installation was beautifully arranged. The centrepiece in one room was a rubbish bin. A rather stylish one, I should add. but I think his intention was to show the true nature of an urban park.
Interesting. So, Mike, have you got a favourite Turner Prize winner?
Well, that's a difficult question, Dave, because there have been so many good ones over the years. I don't think I can choose a favourite. But one I liked very, very much was the 2006 winner. That was a video called Sleeper, and it was made by the artist Mark Wallinger, and I liked it because it was so funny.
A video?
Yes. There are usually a few videos every year in the competition. Anyway, in Sleeper, the artist dresses up as a bear.
A bear? You mean the animal?
That's right. He just wears this bear costume and he simply wanders around an empty museum at night dressed up as a bear.
But is that really art, Mike?
Well, I don't know, Dave, but it won one of the most famous art prizes in the world, so I guess some people think it is.
Mike Coombs, many thanks.